Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
Everyone's in class, but where's William? He's listening to a song on his tape recorder. Oh yes, I can see him.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
What about Mary? Can you see her?
She's over there, reading a book about robots.
But which girl's Mary?
She's got curly hair and glasses.
And who's the boy over there?
Do you mean the boy playing with a computer game?
Yes.
That's George, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's him.
Look, that girl is whispering a secret to her friend.
Who is she?
That's Daisy. She's always talking.
Yes, she is. Where's May? I can't see her.
Can you see the girl next to the window?
Is she looking at a butterfly?
Yes, that's right. She loves all insects and butterflies. Oh, that boy's got a cough.
Where?
In front of the teacher's desk. Do you think he's ill?
No, that's Peter, and he's just eating sweets. He's always eating something. Look at the teacher. Nobody is listening to him.
Now listen to part one again.
What about Mary? Can you see her?
She's over there, reading a book about robots.
But which girl's Mary?
She's got curly hair and glasses.
And who's the boy over there?
Do you mean the boy playing with a computer game?
Yes.
That's George, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's him.
Look, that girl is whispering a secret to her friend.
Who is she?
That's Daisy. She's always talking.
Yes, she is. Where's May? I can't see her.
Can you see the girl next to the window?
Is she looking at a butterfly?
Yes, that's right. She loves all insects and butterflies. Oh, that boy's got a cough.
Where?
In front of the teacher's desk. Do you think he's ill?
No, that's Peter, and he's just eating sweets. He's always eating something. Look at the teacher. Nobody is listening to him.
That is the end of part one.